Thank you for calling Planning Financial Futures. Please wait while we connect you.
Jeff Lewis speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Jeffrey. My name is Lisa. I'm calling you from Wiki Moderator. How are you doing today?
You call me from where?
Wiki Moderators. We were working on your Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe you are in a discussion with Eliza. Ring any bells?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is regarding your refund concern. And
yes.
I wanted to have this chat with you personally because I've been looking into this case back and forth with Eliza. And the problem is that, Jeffrey, we have tried our best, since you know that we work through merchants, a third-party payment gateway that is used to facilitate transactions, anything like incoming and outgoing, on a larger scale. So all of our customers, they are charged through a certain merchant. Now, when you ask for a refund, we have to put a request to a merchant, and they have a certain timeline or time frame. Sometimes the account gets disbarred as well. Now, in your case, what happened is that we have attempted, let me just count, because there are multiple attempts of refund here. One, two, three, four. Yes, there are four attempts made on this refund, and every time we do that, the amount keeps reflecting back to us. Now, there are two situations due to which this happens. Well, one of them I'm aware of, that it's our merchant's issue, and we are unable to send you any payment through that particular merchant. The second issue might be that the account or the card that we are dealing with on the client's end is either discontinued or deactivated. Is there any information regarding that? Have you, like, canceled out your card or closed off your account, anything like that on your end?
I have not closed out my account. The credit card for the business card, the year of expiration has been updated from 12/23, which just ended last month, to 12/28. Everything else is the same.
Okay. So the number and everything, that's all the same, right?
Yeah, only the expiration date has changed by, one digit.
Gotcha. Okay, now I believe now it's sorted. Thank you so much for clarifying that. It's not an issue from your end. It's definitely an issue from our merchant's end. And we have attempted four times to actually release the payment. We have shared with you the screenshots and the confirmations, everything from our end. And we have done that four times from our end. It's not going through at all. Are you up to discuss any other alternate resolution, maybe any other services, anything at all that we can do?
Why don't you wire transfer the money to me or send me a check?
Unfortunately, our billing or the finance team is not providing that option to do so, and that's the major problem. And the only option that they're providing at this point of time was the merchant transfer, which we have done, attempted four times, and it failed to go through. The alternate option that they're providing is for us to provide you any kind of compensation services. So I wanted to know if you're interested in that, because I'll be very honest with you, Jeffrey. I do not see the money coming through. And I don't want this to turn out to be a loss for you. I know that you've already suffered a lot in this project. You've invested a lot of time. I don't want this to be, all for nothing. And that's the reason why I wanted to have this discussion with you. Go ahead.
Well, the problem is that you guys can't get done what you told me you can get done, so there is no alternate service because you can't do it. You haven't been able to do it since June. So under your guarantee, that's why I said just send me back the money, because you can't do anything for me if you can't get it done. That's all I wanted was the Wikipedia page, and you can't do it. So if you can't do it, then you have to refund the money.
Of course. Jeffrey, what was the last update that you got from your Wikipedia admin regarding the page?
That they had submitted it to Wikipedia, and they were waiting for Wikipedia to approve it. That was months ago, and they're not approving it for whatever reason, because I lack references.
And I believe we provided you free references as well. Even after that, the admin refused to put your page through, or what's the update on that? Because I can see that you were provided with free articles.
Yep, you guys did that, and the articles were good, but still it wouldn't go through. So I still don't have a Wikipedia page. I have nothing. I have no page and no money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is such a mess. I'm so sorry, Jeffrey. Give me an hour, Jeffrey, if you're available. Can I call you back in an hour to see what's going on that end, just in case if you can do
anything? I have to leave and go home. I can't stay in my office another hour.
Okay. That's completely fine. Do you have a cell number that I can contact you on, or should I call you tomorrow?
Please just call me tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow, and this is like your closing hour, right? So I'll call you sometime before that. Sounds good?
Yeah. Can you tell me your name again, please?
Lisa Taylor. I believe we have spoken before.
Okay. And your office is in a compliance. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So
and
I'll
your
call
your direct number is what?
The same number that I'm calling you from. You can save this.
218-300-9881. Okay, Ms. Taylor. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.